96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Select the Alpine Blast. Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back because it's summertime.
Some of you have been working on it since last winter. Others, not so much. We're talking about healthy, fit, and boing summer bodies. But you know, it's never too late to start. And so why not try during the first day of summer? We're talking about that tonight with physical fitness instructor Armenta Crosby and weight training expert Carlton Gorms. Lines are open if you have any questions about eating right, finding your six-pack, I don't mean beer, and making sure that you look beach body ready. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Good to see you.
Hey.
Looking good.
You got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Beach body ready. And Carlton, thank you so much for joining me. First
no
time
problem.
On the show. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, so ladies first. Armenta, when you're talking about getting people motivated, I mean, this past weekend, you had people grilling, you had ribs, mac and cheese, potato
yummy.
Salad,
yes.
Carbs galore. It was a carb fest. How do you get people motivated to stay healthy and fit for the summer?
One thing I definitely do is I challenge my clients to put their bathing suit on. Put their bathing suit on and send me a picture.
Mm.
I say, that way I'll know what you're talking about and what you want to work on.
And so when they don't send the picture, then you know they're struggling.
They gasp. Yep. You know, I'm like, you know, because
I still fit that.
Whatever it wants you want to be, because I need to see what you're talking about and what you look like. And that in itself will start to make an accountability factor. So I like to create that challenge for my females and my male clients. Put your bathing suit on and send me a pic. Let me see. It's confidential. I don't share it. I wouldn't share it, but I need to see. Some of them do. Some of them don't. And I said, okay, well, you sign up for my 8 weeks and then put the bathing suit on.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, and that's funny you should mention that, because summer is
here.
Yeah, it what 4, 8, 12 weeks pretty much. And you know, and it's done. So, you know, Carlton, how can you get someone ready? And I'm not talking about folks that are in extreme conditions.
Right.
But you know, maybe you need a little tighten up, a little tune up, a little nip and tuck here, and I'm not talking about surgery. Where do you start with them?
Well, first of all, you have to have a goal. And that's where it starts with everybody. If you don't have a goal, then you're just coming in there just to play around. So, you know, you walk in some gyms and it's like a meat market. If you don't have a goal, you're going to come in there and just do that. You're going to get to know a lot of people, walk out and say, you know, I just spent an hour in the gym.
So
go look in the mirror and you still look the same. So the goal is going to be the first start. And then once you get the goal, then you have to have an action plan of how you're going to get to that goal.
Are people really doing what they need to do when it comes to diet?
You want this or you want me to?
I'm listening. I'm here for it.
I would say no, because, I mean, it's something we all struggle with, you know. Like you just said, last weekend we was at the cookouts. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know which one you was at, because I didn't get any of that
you
this
did,
weekend. But, you know,
ribs.
Hey.
where were they giving ribs?
Yeah, we didn't see
out.
That. I mean, but it sounded good, though. So, yeah, you know, it's the diet, no. It's the hardest thing about it.
But I mean, isn't that the 80% of it?
It's a lot of it. I think more, I would say 73%.
70, yeah.
But I definitely think that the summertime causes people to eat less, because the heavy foods, the comfort foods, they're not so appealing in the summertime where it's already warm outside and a lot of people feel heavy or suppressed by the heat or whatever already. So I do have a lot of clients who can be better in the summer because they it's not as hot out. So the salads, the smoothies, the light things, the soups, the fish, the shrimp, it's easier to eat in the summer where it's already kind of hot outside. They're more inclined. Plus, again, the accountability of it being warm outside, less clothes, short sleeves, short skirts. Now it people can see it. So definitely people are more inept to start to work out and eat right.
202. Some of those clients.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about being healthy, being fit, having a fine summer body. It is not too late to start. If you have a question, if you have a comment about getting fit and about being healthy, doing it the healthy way, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sue, calling from Upper Marlboro. Sue, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I used to work out a lot, and I know about eating right, and I was actually teaching a kickboxing class, and I've had a lot of grief in my family, and my motivation has just been completely zapped.
What happened?
Like my brother passed, and then dad, and another family member, and I keep saying I'm gonna. Don't have the motivation.
Mm-hmm. How long has it been since you were active in, you know, your fitness regimen, kickboxing, and the like? Has it been many months? Has it been many years? Where are we?
I kind of tapered off about 3 or 4 years ago, but when I go to a class, I'm really, like, into it, and I'm like, oh, I want to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
But then I find myself just, I put on the workout clothes, and I look at a video, and I'm like, ooh, I might try chartreuse green and fuchsia next time I work out. I'm sitting there looking at the people working out.
Right.
I just can't get motivated.
Okay.
And I'm thinking it's the grief or just, I don't know.
I'm into it.
So I would say find an accountability partner immediately. You just need someone to say, hey, I'm here waiting on you, or where are you, or we still going to that class today? I think a lot of times when we grieve, we tend to isolate ourselves and we tend to sit with our grief. But that's not doing us any good. So it would be great for you to have accountability partner, someone to just tap you on your shoulder, because it sounds like you have a fitness background, and you know what it's like, and you know the benefits of exercise, as you said, and you know what it's like to eat right. Maybe you just need someone to join you in this goal of yours. And I'm sure there are a lot of support groups and people out there who are just like you, just want to just get out there and do something, but need a little kick in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what she said. You can actually grab a couple of your friends and just go to the nearest park and just do something on Saturday morning. Actually started this Saturday morning. Grab like two friends and say, hey, I'm going to do a kickboxing class this weekend because I love that. And just get them in there and do it. Y'all do it together. Mm-hmm. Get started. That's a good way to get started. And you'll motivate some other people on the way.
Real quick, Sue, before your brother passed, was he active? Was he encouraging you to do these things?
He had a heart attack, and that's what concerns me, is the heart attack.
Yeah.
Another family member had a heart attack, and I just keep thinking about it. I'm like, I got to do something, but I won't do anything. But the good thing is a friend talked me into taking a class, and it starts July 1st, and it's like a dance class. So I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm looking forward to it, but, like, I want to go walking today, but I can't. I just can't seem to get going. So
Sue, why don't you do one thing for me? Email me, Armenta@prettyladypolefit.com. I'll be your accountability partner. I'll tap your shoulder. I'll see where you are. I love to stalk my clients. It's my favorite thing. I'll come and ask you, let's walk 3 miles, and we'll chat a little bit. And before you know it, you'll be losing weight. I think that get over this hump. As you can see, the universe is telling you that people around you, close to you, are leaving due to things that they can control. Heart attacks, I know it's genetic. I know there are a lot of factors. But if you live your best and your healthiest life, you definitely will stay here with us, and that's where we want you.
Well, Sue,
what is your email address again?
Armenta@prettyladypolefit.com.
Pretty Lady Pole Fit.
Yep, polefit.com.
All right. Sue, thank you so much, and hang in there. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, Aura, calling from Virginia. What's on your mind, Aura?
Yes, I'm just trying to figure out how to lose belly fat. I had a cesarean in 1990, and my stomach just did not go back the way it was. And I have a pretty good diet, so because I know most of it is in how you eat and what you eat. So I have a pretty tight diet, and I exercise a lot, but I'm not losing my belly fat.
Suggestions?
What exactly are you doing when you exercise?
You know, I walk, if I don't run 2 miles, I'll walk 3 miles. When I go to the gym, I'll do, you know, the circuit training, stuff like that, you know, with the weights and stuff. I'm not lifting heavy weights because I really don't know how to lift heavy weights and I don't want to injure myself. I had back surgery back in 2008. So I know my back is a little bit weaker than normal people back would be, but I just can't seem to lose that small pouch that I had. And I always had a flat stomach, always. And now I just can't seem to lose it.
Okay. So have you ever talked to a personal trainer before?
No.
Maybe you need to set up a consultation with a trainer. What gym are you a member of?
What's Sports and Health, but it's called Life Fitness now, I think.
Life Fitness, that's a great gym. They have trainers on staff. Maybe you should definitely go check that out. This week, like, you shouldn't let this week close out without talking to a trainer. We love to do consultations. Love it.
And she seems to be motivated.
Yeah,
she
sounds like it.
She just needs some direction.
Yeah. How often do you train your abs? I heard you say a lot of things. Never heard you say you do abs.
Well, I think that, you know, like the exercises that I do, like when, you know, in the gym, the crunch bar, you know, right. You put weights on in the back of it and then you pull your legs and your stuff, your arms together. Like, it's like a sit-up bar.
Okay. I would definitely say go talk to a trainer this week to set up a consultation.
Okay. Good luck to you, Aura. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gail in Owings Mills, Yvette in D.C., Kelly in Forestville. We want to make sure that you are healthy, fit, and fine. Finding your summer body, it's in there. You have to look for it. Work on it. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.